Recorder, so everything's always set up now, and I really want to thank you, Cheskel, very much for that. Just walk in, I'm ready to go, so I really appreciate it. Okay, so for tonight, we will, page 15, oops, I didn't write this, page 15, I should have written this in, right? I think it's page 15. I have to remember to write it. My new Mishnah Berurah does not have English pages in it, so I have to write them in manually. So, but anyways, Yud Zayin. We'll go to Yud Zayin. So again, we're talking about halachas of tznias, so about going to the bathroom, our conduct in the bathroom. So in Yud Zayin, to finish up this halacha of Siman Gimel, Hamishah Nekavav, someone who has to go to the bathroom and they hold themselves back. They hold it in, as they say. Over Mishum Bal Tishaksu. So they violate the Isser of the Torah says we're not allowed to do something disgusting. Now again, that could be very widely interpreted. But again, here Chazal tells very clearly that when somebody has to go to the bathroom and they repress that, that is a violation of this Isra of Baal Tishaksu. The Mishnah Berurah says it also applies, and maybe even worse, by a person has to urinate. But a person, let's say, you'll say, well, okay, if I have to go to the bathroom, so now I'll just go to the bathroom right. So obviously, because of kavod habrios, the Mishnah Berurah says, out of dignity, you're allowed to hold yourself back. In other words, you have to get to the bathroom, you have to driving, and you're not going to want to pull over. And you know, so again, you basically have to use your seichel. And then this halacha ends up with, the Mishnah Berurah concludes with a very interesting idea, and that is, after a person has a bowel movement, they're supposed to clean themselves well. Again, you don't have to OCD this, but again, that is a halacha. Now, again, we'll talk about, it's very interesting about the halacha that you're supposed to wash your hands afterwards. Again, in the old days, they didn't know about those. This was a source of germs, and because the non-Jews didn't wash their hands after they went to the bathroom. So, but Jews, it's, again, A, you have to clean yourself. B, we'll see later, you have to wash your hands. So speaking of washing your hands, let's go to Dalet. Now, don't forget, what we're talking about is waking up in the morning. Right? That's, after all, what we've been discussing. Now, again, we wake up in the morning, you have to go to the bathroom. So, again, so we got into that idea. But let's get back to waking up in the morning. Okay, so we talk about, get out of bed too fast, right? You might get, all that type of stuff. So just, reset ourselves, reorient ourselves where we are. So, again, we're going through the day. So we're talking about waking up in the morning. So the Mechaber says, famous halacha, Yirchatz yadav yivarach al netilas yadayim. You wash your hands, and then you make the bracha al netilas yadayim. Again, there's no bread here, right? But you're washing your hands, and then you're making a bracha al netilas yadayim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's rather long, but it's very, very important. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim says, Yirchatz yadav, yesh al zeh shnei tamim. The reason why we're washing our hands in the morning, upon awakening in the morning, there are two reasons for washing our hands in the morning. Harosh Kasav, the Rosh wrote, Shayadayim shel Adam Askanios Hain, that people's hands are busy. We'll see what that means. V'i Eshar, it's impossible, Shelo Yigla B'basar Ametunah B'layla. So therefore, your hands must have touched part of your body. Now, again, especially in those days, like we learned before, that maybe they weren't wearing pajamas, or even if you do wear pajamas, like you touch a place which is normally covered. And so therefore, again, let's say if you scratch your scalp, I'm not saying you're scratching your scalp, but you touched, below your clavicle or above your knee or, you know, like so on. So then you have to wash even during the day. So during the night, you were out, right? So how do you know what you touched? You don't know. But we do know that hands go all over the place. So therefore, the assumption is that your hands touch somewhere that would, during the day, would require Netilas Yadayim before you davened or benched or whatever. So therefore, Lazet Tiknu Chazal, Berchas al Netilas Yadayim, the Kriya Shema al Tefila. So therefore, Chazal said, right, because you're going to have to go to daven soon, you're going to have to say Shema, you're going to have to say Shmon Esrei. So Chazal set that we make sure you washed your hands before davening. So therefore, and Shema. And therefore, they said, wash your hands. Well, hold on. The Rashba Kasav, but the Rashba wrote, that was the Rosh. The Rashba holds, L'fish b'shachar achar ashena. Now, let's be very careful with this, because in the morning, after you sleep, anu nasim kebriya chadasha. You're like a new person. I don't know about you, but I really appreciate this. I don't know about you, but, you know, k'nai nahar baruch Hashem. I wake up pretty early in the morning. And again, like right after Marv, I am tired. I'm tired. And so, you know, usually by the time I get to bed, I'm really tired. I'm really tired. And then you go to sleep, hopefully you sleep well, and you wake up in the morning, you're refreshed. That is an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing. We know that sometimes people, or, you know, it could be us, it could be other people, sometimes you don't get what they call, quote unquote, a good night's sleep, and you're zonked the rest of the next day, right? Your whole, right? I mean, again, not chas v'shalom to, you know, kachak on the minog yisrael, but, right? Those of you who stay up shuas night, you know the way you feel like for the next week, right? Or forget that. I mean, don't forget that. But, oh, when they do the daylight savings time, right, and you lose an hour. The other thing, all over the news, you know, people don't drive right, there's accidents, there's, you know, like, you know? So isn't it, it's something we should all appreciate. The fact that we're like a new Bria. You're like a new creation every morning. And I'm not disagreeing with the Rosh, but I'm just saying this is a very powerful idea. The Chsiv Chadashim Karim, Rabba Munasecha. Right, we talk about this pasuk because this is the pasuk that Modani is based upon. Not Bechemla Rabba Munasecha, but Bechemla Rabba Munasecha. It's based upon this pasuk. So therefore, here it comes. Srichim anu lachodos lo disparach. So we have to thank Hashem. Shebranu lechvodo, that Hashem created us to honor him. Shartso levarach shemo, to serve him. Right? So you don't want to leave the teddy bear in the morning. So if you think about this, right? You think, right? You're about to go wash. What, according to the Rashba, what is that washing supposed to do? It's a beautiful idea. You're like a new person. You're like a new thing. And Hashem created you, right? You're newly minted, if you want to use that term. And why were you created? Why were you minted? To serve Hashem. To serve Hashem. Right? Which is something we have to think about also. Like, how fortunate we are. You know, that we're from Yidden. It's like, I think it's getting, Hashem is doing this on purpose, making it more and more clear to us as the outside world, right? America, the you know, the jewel of society, but still, it's getting sicker and sicker. Okay, it's just getting sicker and sicker. So I think Hashem, again, Hashem didn't clue me in, but I assume, so even us in America, you realize, you know, like, shouldn't be living here. This is, look, I'm not telling you to move right away, but I'm saying, even if we're here, we have to have an awareness, like, this is sick, right? Like, I keep on the analogy I give, and I keep on saying this, but we have to appreciate it. Those of us who grew up in Los Angeles, and you grew up in the smog, okay, you could get used to living in the smog, but, you know, like, you have to realize you're living in garbage. We're living in garbage, so we have an opportunity when we wake up in the morning to serve Hashem. To serve Hashem. Therefore, Chazal set up all those brachas. Right? I don't want to belabor the point, but All those brachas we make in the morning, atnosin lasakwi vina, shalos ani goy, shalos ani avet, shasoli kol tsarki, pokeach ivrim, you could see, zoke kfuvim, people, it's amazing. And I have to be grateful for all this so I could serve Hashem better. V'chein gam davar zeh, here it comes. So therefore, here to tignu b'shachar, Chazal established in the morning, liskadesh b'kdushaso, that we have to sanctify ourselves in Hashem's Kedusha, v'lito yadenu minakli, listen to this, it's unbelievably powerful, and wash our hands from a vessel, kikoen shemekadesh yadav minakior kodem avodoso, like the Kohenim, like a Kohen had to wash his hands from the kior, from the, what do they call it in English? Lever?
Basin?
Well, lever. Yeah, whatever. From the kior. From, when, right? The washing basin that, or whatever it's called. Before, right? A Kohen had to wash his hands and his feet before he served in the Beis HaMikdash. If he didn't, that he's posel. You can't till the, and that's what the Mishnah in Talmud says, that the Mamuna, the person who was in charge of the Kohenim, told, you know, yeah, they all went and washed their hands and feet first. Be ready. If I have to bring the carbon tomet, right? For you. So therefore, isn't that a very powerful thing? Again, I'm not a Kohen. Imagine you're like a Kohen. Kohen had to wash his hands first thing. You have to wash your hands first thing.
How come you don't
wash your feet? Oh, we'll get to that later, believe it or not. But we'll see. It's later on. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight. Maybe tomorrow. So this is always an amazing idea to me. La halacha. Okay, so now again, just to get back into it, we have two reasons why we wash our hands in the morning. It's machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba. Is it because our hands are dirty, invalid, right? Because they're all over the place, or is it because you're like a new thing? You're like a new bria, like you're a new creation, right? So the ma'isa, what's the halacha? See, because again, there will be nafkaminas between us. So for example, look, let me give you one. We'll believe that, or hopefully we'll get to this. But let's say the Russian's reason doesn't apply to you. Let's say you know your hands didn't touch anything. How would you know you're asleep? You had gloves on. Yeah, close on. I remember somebody who they had a skin condition, so they had to put on this ointment at night. Now again, how you can go to sleep with ointment on your hand? He had to wear plastic gloves over his hands. So that guy, the Rush's reason doesn't apply. Hands didn't go anywhere; you're covered. But the Rashba's reason applies, right? So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says that la halacha. Therefore, we go to chumra, we go stringently, and if one of these two reasons applies to you in your situation, you have to wash. So, right? So obviously the big issue would be, let's say, Shavuos night, where if you stay up all night, so you're learning, so you make sure your hands don't go anywhere. And then the other question is, are you like a new bria? That's going to be the issue. Now, if you look closely, the way the Mishnah Berurah said it here is, according to the Rashba, second line, he said, "Shachar achar hashena anu nasim kibriya chadasha." That in the morning, after we sleep, so again, at least that way, according to that way, let's say if you were up all night, so that it seems like you wouldn't have to wash your hands, at least according to that reading. Okay, so the idea is, so those are the reasons why we wash what we call Negel Vasser. But the Mechaber also says, V'yavarach al Netilas Yadayim. Then you make a bracha al Netilas Yadayim. And the Mishnah Berurah says in base, U'miyad achar netila yavarach ve'ein tzarach lahan ten al nigov. That you make the bracha right away. Now we'll see about this, hold off on making the bracha right away. We'll see the Ramah, we'll see others, but at least again conceptually, the Chofetz Chaim says that you can make the bracha right away, even though your hands are still wet. You don't have to. We know, like by bread, washing the tefillah for bread, drying is part of the mitzvah. Right? That's why we wash our hands, then you make the bracha on the tefillah, then you dry your hands, because the mitzvah is not completed without the drying of the hands. The drying of the hands is part of the mitzvah. But here, it's not. The gama nigove in ma'akev, and also drying your hands in negawasser, washing in the morning, is not ma'akev, does not hold you back at all. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on again. It's a long Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, some are machmir, that you don't make a bracha until you do dry your hands, and they hold, now this comes into what Mr. Magi was bringing up, that the ruach ra, right? So according to the Rasba's reason, that you like a new thing, a new creation, so then according to that, there's a ruach ra, there's some type of bad vibes that envelop a person, and then they leave when you wake up, but they stay on your fingertips. So you have to rid yourself of that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the second opinion, that you must dry your hands. That is because the ruach ra doesn't go away until you dry them. So therefore, according to that, you should only make the bracha on the tefillah sedayim only after you dry them, because you should not be making a bracha with hands that have ruach ra on them. Again, we're going to discuss this a little more in Bli Nether later. Now, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you don't go that way, and you could really, you don't have to dry the hands. I mean, obviously, it's better to dry the hands, but you don't have to. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes through a discussion about, could you touch your clothes before you wash Negavasser? So he brings down, some say no, but then it seems like it comes out that you could. But I think there's a technical problem. You want to wash right away, right? So if you're fooling around, like, what should I wear? What should I, you know, like, you know. So you're, again, you want to wash as soon as possible, especially according to the Rashba, because you want to get rid of that ruach ra as quickly as possible. Then also, very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says at the end of Beis that you should wash, a person should wash Panav Yadav Raglav. Should wash his face, his hands, and his feet. Here you go, Mr. Magid. B'chol yom yishum kavod kano. Out of respect to Hashem, right? I got the ruach ra, I have clean hands. Wash off your face, you know? Because again, that is the tzelem elokim, so you're washing off your face. And then he says you wash your feet too, like Mr. Magid was mentioning. But then the Chofetz Chaim says, u'medino senu, but in our lands, She'ein anu hochim yachayfim. We don't walk around barefoot, right? Ein sarach lirchotz yaraglov shachris. You don't have to wash your feet in the morning. Because we don't walk around barefoot. So therefore, it's no problem. Correct. Or maybe also in those days they wore sandals. Remember what? No, I'm saying stam walking around. Like, I remember when I was a kid, the big thing amongst Israelis was to wear sandalim, right? I don't know if they do that. They've gotten, since Menachem Begin, they've gotten more, wear suits and wear shoes, But yeah, anyway, so therefore you don't have to wash your feet. I mean, if you want to wash your feet, you can wash your feet. There's nothing usher, but you don't have to wash your feet. Okay, Rabbosai, so Amir Teshem, tomorrow we'll pick this up again. Bli Neder. Okay.